The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We've all heard the razor blade in the apple from when we were kids, that if you don't go trick-or-treating, like, you got to check all your candy. And we heard that that was a hoax. Here's one that I'm seeing a lot on the internet now that I've heard is a hoax, but could be real. I'm wondering if you take a look at a video and tell me, like, what's the truth?
Welcome, MythFits.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of MythFits Podcast. I am Tori Belici.
And I'm Carrie Byron. You may know us from our old days at MythBusters. We've been friends for the last 20 years, and you're basically just coming into our weekly phone call that we have anyway. All right, so we have a guest today that I have a lot of questions about the internet. And this morning, I got faced with an internet is forever moment. Ooh. You see, you know how, like, we didn't make a ton of money off of MythBusters, so the way that we support ourselves since then is,
what are,
like,
you talking about? We're rich, Carrie.
I've done a lot of corporate gigs here and there. That's what pays the bills. You know, it's like, it's whatever. It's fun just to be on a production, you know, and sometimes they're a little goofy, or you get a funny script, but whatever, you know, it's a job. Well, I guess I didn't pay attention to this one particular campaign, and I will not out the company that did it, but this is a global campaign, and I didn't go back and check maybe, you know, the photos that they were using.
Okay.
And so where's yesterday, this going? I Googled this one photo because I knew that it wasn't my favorite makeup. The makeup artist they hired for me is used to doing pageant girls.
You Google yourself?
I never did Google yourself, Carrie. That's the cardinal rule. We were talking about makeup and how when I go in shoots, I really like doing my own because you never know. And somebody who might not know your face or might not know, like, older skin or whatever. Well, you know, there was a lot of glitter in this particular makeup job. And, you know, it looked fine in person. But I wanted to Google it to show the guy I'm dating this photo. And I didn't realize that this was going out on the internet like this. Can you put up this? This is going to be the worst picture.
So
of
simple,
me.
Even Carrie can do it. What? That's insulting.
But look. Oh, that's the tagline. What? So simple, even Carrie can do it. But look, look at my face. This picture looks like I'm making a face. Do the close-up of that face. I mean,
oh my God.
Look at me. Look at this.
Wait, oh my God. You kind of look like a young Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to lie with that hair.
My eyes are super close together. The lighting, it makes them look like my face is really like not symmetrical in a bad way.
Woo. That is awesome.
I can't wait to show my daughter later so that if she's ever like upset, or I could be like, listen, baby, the internet's forever and you're this is what your mom did.
But what, like, you're a very smart and accomplished woman. The fact that they're like, it's so easy, even Carrie can do it. Like, she can't even screw this up.
Okay, let's take this face off the screen now, because I can't look at that scary, scary, crazy lady face. It looks like somebody who should be on, like, a Adam Sandler movie as a lunch lady.
And I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that as your phone call. When you call me, I'm going to have that as your profile picture.
Oh, I know, right? It is so bad, but it's so bad. It's the kind of thing that if I were in my 20s, I would have been, like, crying and mortified and be like, how do I get this off the internet? But now that it's in my 50s... it's the one that I sent out to all my girlfriends to be like, dude, you guys, check this out. I'm probably bringing way more attention to it now, but like the tagline, it's so simple.
It's so
even Carrie can do it.
It's so like, good. It's like, you're like, thanks, I think. But you know what? we have a very exciting guest today because, you know, talking about our children, and all we want to do is protect our children, you know, keep them safe, especially now in the digital world right now and online, all the, you know, before it was like somebody sneaking into your house or, you know, a kid getting kidnapped. Nowadays, they can get you through the internet and it is my worst nightmare. So I'm really excited that we have this guest who is coming on, who's going to help us protect, make sure that our kids are okay.
All right, MythFitz, when we come back, we are talking to social media sensation. He is a retired police officer. His name is Michael Arteburn, and he gives security and safety tips that are going to be so important to you, your family, your kids. And we are very excited to talk to him about all the myths out there surrounding safety and all the tips that we can protect our children and ourselves with.
And he is a total badass. So this is going to be fun.
Yes, it is time to talk Rag & Bone. I have to tell you, I really like this sponsor because they sent us some clothes. And
I know.
That is like my favorite pair of jeans because I gave it to my boyfriend and he looks so good in them.
Like in the past, I didn't really put too much time into buying jeans because it was just like, yeah, whatever. But now since I got the Rag & Bones jeans, I'm like, I love these jeans. I wear them all the time. It's starting to get embarrassing because it's like, do you have any other clothes? So I need to get more.
Tori, at this point, I think it's probably time to upgrade your wardrobe. You could probably throw out all those old jeans that you used to wear on MythBusters and replace it with some like nice jeans. I mean, you got to represent now.
I am in 100% agreement.
Built with premium materials and craftsmanship, these jeans are made to last not just for a season, but for years. They are a true investment piece that only get better with wear. You're not just upgrading your look today, you're leveling up your entire wardrobe for the long haul.
They use a meticulous 8-step process to create rich, multi-dimensional washes.
From indigo and black washes for work and evening wear to lighter vintage-inspired blues for casual weekends, they're your go-to denim for every occasion.
It is time to upgrade your denim with a Rag & Bone. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off their entire orders. 20% off with code MythFitz at rag-bone.com.
That's 20% off at rag-bone.com with promo code MythFitz. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you. That's promo code MythFitz for 20% off at rag-bone.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back, MythFits. We have the pleasure today to introduce Michael Arteburn. He is a family security influencer. He gives all kinds of safety tips and somebody that I follow all the time for my own personal safety. So I'm really excited that you're on the podcast with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You used to be, you're also a retired police officer.
I am, yes.
And when did you become a police officer?
In 97. Everybody starts out with patrol, and I did that for 3 years, and then I went to be a domestic violence detective. I was there for 5 years. I always worked in really busy areas because I get bored easily, I guess. But for some reason, I decided I'd work in a very affluent area and that on patrol, and that lasted 6 months. And then Crimes Against Children came to me and recruited me and said, hey, we're going to be doing this internet thing. Are you interested? And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Well, I hunted child predators. I did that for 7 years. I was on the, yeah, it's burnout is two. I liked what I was doing. So, actually getting real bad guys off the street.
Yeah. Okay. So the way that I discovered you in the first place was I was watching a local news story about a volleyball team that was staying in a hotel. And they started to record, I think we have this clip, started to record a wire coat hanger coming under the door where they were trying to unlatch the door of their hotel room. And, you know, I was a soccer mom. I've been to all of these kind of tournaments and stuff. And that just terrified me because that's something I didn't think about is that when you're in your hotel room, you're not necessarily safe, right?
Right.
I mean, as an adult, I would go when we would go out on MythBusters on these shoots and I felt like we were in kind of a cutty hotel. I would make my own traps. I'd put like tin cans in front of the door that might fall over and make a noise to wake me up and that kind of stuff. And for a while, I had a little magnetic alarm that when the door would open, it would scream that I used to stick up.
Like let's just say we stayed in some pretty sketchy areas while we were doing MythBusters.
Yeah, but I mean, like in any hotel, this is a risk. Jonathan, do you have a clip of that?
It was probably one of the scariest things like that has really ever happened to me.
This is what 17-year-old Charlotte woke up to around 12:30 Friday morning. You can even see the loop hooking onto the door handle. That's when Charlotte woke up her two water polo teammates in the room.
It's like our first thought was that like someone was trying to come in there and like kidnap us.
So yeah, so when I started going down the rabbit hole with that, that is when your profile came up because you were talking about it, and it stuck with me. So in this particular case, you're in a hotel room. What do you suggest you do to stay safe? Because like an employee would even possibly have a key to your room, right?
Yes. All hotel doors, because of fire, they have to be somewhat able to be broken into. And I just posted one not long ago of a kid, he's probably 14, and he's using a fire tool to defeat every single hotel mechanism. And the worst part is they sell those on Amazon.
Oh,
it's not like it's restricted.
Right.
So you have weapons. An improvised weapon is better than nothing, but it's not made to be a weapon. So you have the iron, you have the back of the toilet seat, the lid off the toilet. If you have to like improvise, you improvise.
All right. So you're like security MacGyver. I did see this one video. Like I'm always looking around the room thinking of ways that, I could improvise something myself, but, I saw this one where they took two coat hangers and hung one over the top lock, the one that flips out, and then one over the door handle, and then clipped them together. So it was almost like you try to open it. It almost worked like a chain lock at the top of your door. Would that be something that you would advise? Like, what would you bring on? What would you bring with you on the road that would be like a secondary kind of security system?
I travel a little bit because of doing this. So I always have a doorstop alarm. Even a rubber doorstop would be fine. You're not trying to make it Fort Knox. You're trying to make it so somebody's not standing over you when you wake up.
Right.
Yeah. You want them to make noise because I'll handle it if I'm awake. But I never leave home without my doorstop alarm. And then I also have a portable door lock that it just hooks into the latch that's already there. And then you just slide it up. And it, like I said, it's not Fort Knox, but it'll make them make noise to have to get in.
What if there's an emergency and they have to get in?
It's not going to stop a fireman. Yeah, they're going to break that easy.
Well, I saw a video you made. It was a kid was using the do not disturb plastic sign to defeat the doorstop. Tell me a little bit about how you came across that and your solution to stop that situation.
So the little door latch that shuts, it's like a right angle. It's like the extra lock on your door. If you hang a do not disturb sign outside, it's perfectly made like a hook, and you just fish it through there and pull the latch, and it shuts the safety thing. So the way to keep that from happening is just take a towel and roll it up and hang it on there so they can't do that.
It's like it's designed to break into your room.
Okay. I'm loving these personal safety tips because obviously, like, Tori and I, on Mythbusters, we did a lot of busting of myths of this kind of thing. We've all heard the razor blade in the apple from when we were kids, that if you don't go trick-or-treating, like, you got to check all your candy. And we heard that was a hoax. Here's one that I'm seeing a lot on the internet now that I've heard is a hoax, but could be real. I'm wondering if you take a look at a video and tell me, like, what's the truth?
Safety tip, if you see money on your car, don't touch it. I walked out to my car from Walmart, and I saw $100 on my passenger door. So I looked at it, looked at tempting, but I didn't touch it. Get in your car and drive off. Let me tell you, somebody's watching you, ready to follow you home, or possibly somebody's gonna spray some harmful chemicals on that bill.
Are people putting money on door handles to distract you?
No, there's
is a hoax.
Yes.
Because I've definitely seen this going around. Everybody's doing this video. And I'm just like, I have never heard or seen this, but maybe they're giving people an idea.
Pharmaceutical companies spend millions of dollars trying to make drugs transdermal. And because of the fentanyl scare, everybody's afraid fentanyl is automatically transdermal. It's not. Just don't eat it and you'll be fine. That being said, if you suspect something has fentanyl on it, wear gloves, all the PPE. But the marks on the car, a lot of people think that, I guess the thought is that you touch it and then you pass out and then traffickers come and get you and put you in the white van and take off. And that's not true. Trafficking doesn't usually happen that way. I mean, there is a scary white van that's out there, I'm sure, but usually trafficking is people who are at risk anyway. And then they get led into that lifestyle.
So if you touch fentanyl, it won't affect you or it will?
No, I have a few anesthesiologist friends and they're like, we touch it every day. Just don't eat it or, pick your nose to where it could go through your bloodstream. One thing I will say, I have a lot of back to school questions for, college kids and all that. Narcan, which you can get for free from your public health organization, or you can go to the pharmacy and buy it for like $50 now. It should be in your kid's first aid, just like Band-Aids, like when they go to school and go to college.
Wow.
And it might not be for your kid. It might be for somebody that they, see at a party. But it absolutely these days should be in their kid.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
That is buy great Narcan. Advice.
I've already got fentanyl strips in her kit. I don't know if she's taking this everywhere with her, but I've got her help a sister out kit. You had a tip on your page. I'm going to make everybody follow you about using Starbucks lids to put on red Solo cups because like everybody's going back to college and the beginning of college kids are first out the door. It's like their first experience in the real world without their parents. and it's a scary time. I remember when I first got to my dorm room and we had the big meeting on the floor. Apparently, in the dorms where I was at, there was an infamous break-in scam where some guy was going around checking for open doors into the apartments, and he was a toe licker.
They actually called him the toe licker.
Getting their toes sucked on, and this was the thing that they were using to scare the crap out of you to lock your doors. I don't know if it was true. I don't know if it was a myth. But Tori and I went to the same college. Tori, did you hear about the toe licker?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the his name was the toe licker.
That's great.
So there were these stories that some guy would sneak in to the women's side of the dorms and go in and start sucking on their toes. But yeah, it sounds kind of like a made up story to keep people safe and lock their doors.
I mean, you'll remember it.
What's your advice for college kids, like their first time going out? Like, what kind of tips should parents who are about to be empty nesters give their off to school kids?
The first 6 weeks in college is called the red zone, and they know the colleges know this. It's because kids are naive. You got kids coming in from like suburbia or farm area, and now they're going to a big city school, and they got to be aware of other people, other classmates. Just because they're not very street smart yet. One of the things that is very easy to carry, because a lot of kids will be walking around campus at night, is pepper gel. It's light pepper spray. Other than it's better indoors because it doesn't get in the air, and it can spray actually farther than regular pepper spray. Takes very little training, and it's non-deadly force. So that's one of the main things that I recommend. A lot of students run, and I'm like, I know that they have the transparency headphones now, but I like the bone conduction headphones that they sit on the outside of your ear, and you can hear everything around you, and you can hear your music. I tell people, a lot of students that I've talked to, they say they feel guilty about calling escorts like at night to escort them back to their dorm if they're at the library studying. Yeah. And I'm like, you've already paid for it. Use it. Don't feel bad about it. Of course, the solo cup, it's going to be at every frat party and a lot of sorority parties. And you got to worry about somebody slipping something into your drink. I always tell the college kids, look, you're dirty. You're going to have a floorboard of your car. It's going to be full of those Starbucks cups. Just take the lid off of one and it fits on the solo cup. Now you have a drink cover.
There's a myth that if you're getting attacked, or something that I've always heard, if you're getting attacked, don't yell you're getting attacked, but scream fire, or something that's not exactly, or something that will draw attention to the situation, not necessarily telling them that you're being attacked.
It's so hard to call it these days because of the culture of wanting to film everything and somebody not jumping in to help. I see those videos all the time. And as a policeman, I'm like, why are you filming? Why are you not helping those poor people?
Right.
So it's hard to tell these days. They make personal alarms, like the Lake and Riley case. She was being strangled. She couldn't call out. But if she had a personal alarm, she could have popped that thing and you can hear it 4 football fields away. So it's a little thing, but it can make the difference in, life and death.
And what's it called?
It's just a personal alarm.
I'm putting together a kit right here. I feel like at the end of this episode, when I have social media going, I'm going to make a recommended list. I know you have an Amazon store for all of this stuff, so people who follow you can like go and buy all this thing, these things. It's so interesting because this is definitely, we all just want to feel safe. We all want to feel safe, and we know we don't want to be paranoid. We want to live our life, but we also want to be able to walk around and do this and have some protection with us. Like, I've never heard of pepper gel. Like, I used to get pepper spray and carry that, but I was worried that if you spray the pepper spray, it's going to come back at me.
I've done that and not just breezy, but windy at my house. And I show the video just because I want people to know that, especially with pepper gel, because it stays together. It is very wind resistant and it'll shoot like 21 feet, which 7 feet is about where most confrontations start to happen. And you need to be reacting, but things like, having the SOS button set up on your cell phone, and people are like, there's an SOS button. And I'm like, yeah.
Do you ever think about how to warn people so that the situation doesn't escalate. So if you're in a situation, let's say you're walking down the street at night, what do you do? What do you tell people to prepare so that they're not getting in contact with, you know, a perpetrator?
As a strange psychological thing, believe it or not, if you're carrying a flashlight and it's at night, people avoid you. And it's because I think the psychology behind it is you're prepared for that. So you might be prepared for something else.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah.
That's one of the things, you know, walk in populated areas, know where you're walking. Like if you go to a concert or whatever and you parked in a sketchy area and there's like a shelter close by, if you're by yourself, you don't want to walk by that shelter.
Right.
So kind of know the area of like where your path is going to lead.
All right, Michael, are there any myths that you're always dispelling?
Touching fentanyl is one. Stranger danger. Strangers can be dangerous, but my experience and just about everybody else's experience in crimes against children, it's almost always somebody that you know. It's like a friend's older brother, or you know that distant cousin or the uncle or whatever. So you kind of got to look within before you and warn your kids. You know, nobody's off limits. No, I always tell people nobody gets a pass. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you're in the clergy. I don't care. One of the big ones is the actual taser effects. I just partnered with Taser. So, and one of the things that drives me nuts when I'm watching TV is they take the stun gun and they go, and the guy falls asleep for like 3 hours. I'm like, no, I can. And when I first started, I did this video and it flopped and I'll never do it again. But I took one of those stun guns and I held it to my chest and I was like, I'm fine. And it hurts. But the actual taser, they make a civilian taser now. It's exactly what I carried. But our version is a 5-second ride. The civilian version is a 30-second ride. it's bad because I was dumb enough to volunteer for that thing.
Oh, man.
And I got a really good look at the ceiling. But the logic behind that is that you can activate it. The darts shoot out. You get a good spread. That person locks up. You can drop your taser and run. Yeah. And they're doing the dance for 30 seconds.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, there was a short period of time where, I think we were doing a myth with like plants being able to control. I don't remember what the myth is. Tori and I had access to a personal taser. It was sometime in the early 2000s. And we definitely tried it on each other. It hurt. It jacked your muscle. It didn't like knock us out.
Right.
We didn't have a taser. We had a stun gun. What you're talking about, the little click, 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 click. And I did a few things that I'm not super proud of with those, but it was funny.
Tase me, bro.
Yeah. If I had to pick between doing the taser again or doing pepper spray again, I would do taser.
Really?
Because once it's over with, it's over with. You feel like you've worked out all day and you're really tired, but just from that 5 seconds, but you can function. With pepper spray, for me, it was like taking my eyeballs and dunking them in a French fryer.
Oh.
And it stays like that for 20 minutes. And nothing, they say, pour milk on it. No, nothing helps. Not baby shampoo. Running water helps, but it makes it worse. Like after you take it off, it just starts to cook again.
I know that from a personal experience as my pepper spray that we got from a shoot that we were doing with a bear was... It was pink. It was about, 6 inches tall. It had a lock on it, but it was a pretty little thing. And I had it sitting on a table when we were camping, my sister's family and I. And, you know, I had it for bears because we were out in the wilderness. And as I was taking a nap in my tent with the doors open, you know, holding on to my little daughter so I couldn't get up, but I was awake, I watched in horror as my brother-in-law picked up this little can, thought it was sunscreen, and proceeds to spray it on his arms, right? And then he rubs it in. And then he slowly realizes it wasn't sunscreen. And he's just like,
oh my God.
He's trying to pour water to get it off. And I'm like laying there just like, you know, at the same time as being like feeling really sorry for him, just like really laughing because it was my brother-in-law and that's what you do in your family. And he could not get, like, after a while, he got enough water on it so it went away. But then he went out mountain biking and it came back on him.
Yeah.
Now it is family lore.
No
and I feel
way,
terrible.
Carrie, Your brother-in-law, how, okay, we got to get him on the podcast to tell this story. Cause like, how do you do that? How ridiculous is that?
I mean, it didn't look like bear spray, I guess. And maybe the lock was undone.
I was at a nightclub one time and there was these two guys getting into a fight and a girl thought it would be a good idea to use pepper spray. She was one of the girlfriends of the guys in the fight. And she thought it was a good idea to hit pepper spray to stop the fight. I was across the room. And as soon as she hit it, we didn't even know. We were just talking and all of a sudden we couldn't breathe. And we're like, what the heck? Like, what is that? It cleared out the club within minutes. Everybody was running for the door because, I mean, this was a huge club and she just sprayed it once and we were all done. And that was when I was like, God, I can't even imagine getting hit directly in the face with that stuff.
Yeah, you got to get it in the eyes. I tell people to aim for the eyebrows just in case the person has glasses on because it'll run down. Like I said, the pepper gel is better for indoors. And I like it for all purpose use anyway. I carry one with my Second Amendment defense. I carry one in my truck. I carry one, you know, just about anywhere I go because I want to have deadly force, but I also want to have a level under that so that if the opportunity arises, I can use that, which is a lower level of force.
Have you ever been hit with a beanbag?
I've not been hit by one, but I've been trained on them.
So you've never like volunteered to get hit with one?
The pepper balls were bad enough. Yeah. They use those in training because they use, what do they call it? Negative reinforcement. If you're not behind proper cover and simmunitions, which simmunitions are a lot of fun. It's like a Crayola in a bullet, but it has a very little amount of primer in it, but it functions and the weight and everything is just like your sidearm. So you go through the house and you're clearing a house or whatever, and bad guy comes out and lights you up. You'll have like these little stars on your shirt where like the Crayola hit you, but then you find out the next day you got like this big star bruise too.
Yeah, one of the boys accidentally hit me with, was it you or Grant, accidentally hit me right in the boob with one of those paintballs, and it just
no, took it wasn't me a paintball. Out. It was the soft airsoft.
Airsoft, yeah.
Yeah,
it
the
hurt.
Paintball, the paintball would have that would have destroyed you.
It didn't matter. Either way, it was a misfire, but I went cross-eyed. I was like,
the thing they don't tell you in pepper spray training is that when you go home to take the shower to get it all off, you need to lean way over so that it doesn't run down.
Oh yeah,
because okay, it will light you up again, and they don't tell anybody. So like the next day you come back and you're like, oh, that run's gonna be fun.
Oh geez.
Yeah, that was in the academy.
Damn. Oh my God. You are so informative. I mean, you've got tips on staying safe on the internet, staying safe while jogging, staying safe when you first go to college. Like, you are a good person to have around. I encourage everybody to follow all of your tips because I feel more informed by knowing you. If people want to find you, where do they find you on the internet?
All of my socials are listed at killermetactical.org. But I'm on just about everything, and I'm more popular in some places than I am others because of the nature of my content. But you know, I try to cover all the bases.
What is your mission statement in life? Like what gets you up every day doing what you do?
That I can give out this information for free, that everybody deserves the right for, you know, self-security and to secure their family and to be safe. And everybody's family looks different dynamically these days. So I think a certain way, and I know I'm crazy because of all the years of police work. So I try to put out, like, what do I think of every day? Like, if I go to a restaurant, I never sit with my back to the door. You know, I'm always watching the crowd. I look at people's hands constantly. Yeah. And it's just second nature to me. How to tell if somebody's possibly carrying a gun, like if they got it in their jacket pocket and one pocket's weighted down, that's an indicator. Just, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Wow. How about cameras? Do you feel like a lot of homes have a lot of cameras now, but they're all also connected to often a Google Drive?
Yes.
So what is your recommendation for that?
Every lock has a key. So the key for Wi-Fi, most of them are on Wi-Fi. Now they have Wi-Fi jammers. That's a newer thing. So I haven't seen one because I'm retired. I haven't seen one like, you know, come through in reports or whatever. So I don't know how prevalent they are. But like with any technology, they're getting cheaper and cheaper. So a lot of security experts that, you know, if you really want to be secure, they say to wire your cameras, not just have them on Wi-Fi. But the key to Wi-Fi is to have a complex password, like one that your phone picks out that is like you could never remember it. And that usually keeps most Wi-Fi security cameras secure. Because in reality, most burglars that I ran into, they wanted easy steal.
Yeah.
They didn't want like problems. Like, and I would ask them, because I'm trying to get better at my job. So I would ask them, why that house and not that house? And they're like, well, that house had a dog.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
You know what?
Good. I got a dog.
We had this one, he was a chief of police in San Francisco, and he was kind of our firearms expert. So we would bring him out on experiments all the time. And so whenever I would have friends come into town, I would call him up and he would take us to the shooting range, and we'd be shooting stuff that, you know, we would never be able to shoot legally.
That's a lot of fun.
And so I remember we went shot all day, and then we took him out to dinner that night to thank him. And so we were sitting at this restaurant, and he was doing the exact same thing. He was like looking, he goes, okay, look around. Where are your escape routes? What would you use as a weapon? And he goes, what if a guy came through that door right now shooting? What would you do? And all of us were like, get on the ground or get the hell out of there. Like, run the hell out of there. Because not me. I would pick up this restaurant table and I would charge him with it because he's not expecting that. I'm like, dude, that sounds insane.
That's what I'm going to do is get behind McFadden. That's McFadden, right?
No.
Oh, wasn't
it? It wasn't McFadden. No, South San Francisco Police Department.
Yeah, I would get right behind that guy.
I would charge him with the restaurant table.
God, that's awesome. Okay, I mean, I think we've had you. We've taken up enough of your time.
Mike, this has been so awesome. I mean, it's like Carrie was saying, now that we have kids, it's all these things never hit my radar. Now I'm like, what do I do to protect this child? And everything you put out and all the information you're sharing with people, it's invaluable. And we thank you for that. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, Michael, thank you so much. I feel safer now than I did before this podcast. Feel smarter.
Thank you so much.
You've dispelled myths. You've done it all for us. So everybody, go check out Killer Bee Tactical. You're on Instagram, TikTok, all the socials, and follow for more tips.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you.
Can I just tell you how much time it takes me to go through my finances, Carrie? It's annoying.
Ew, sounds like math.
Yeah, it does. It feels like it is math. It's a lot of math. But the good news is now I have Rocket Money. And with that app, I can get through my finances so quick that I have like all this extra time. I don't know what to do with.
What are you talking about? You have a toddler. You have no time. But yes, I appreciate that. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And Tori, since that kid looks like she's smart, you're going to have to grow a lot of savings. College is going to be expensive.
No, I'm going to put her to work. Make her make money. I want to retire. You know, Rocket Money has really helped me organize my finances, and it just takes a lot less time to take care of everything. So now I have more time to play with my daughter and chase her around and make sure she doesn't
punch you in the eye
or punch me in the eye.
All right. So the app consolidates checking, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture. It can set up budgets, create goals, get personalized insights and regular reports, and receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances.
Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/mythfits. That's rocketmoney.com/mythfits, rocketmoney.com/mythfits.
Say it three times and Rocket Money shows up.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up. so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to MythFits.
Yeah, you MythFits out there. I hope you liked that interview because I thought it was so useful.
The stuff that guy has done and seen, it's like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, but he turned it all around and used his platform for positivity and helping keep people safe. So he's got such great information and it comes from such a place of expertise. I look to the experts.
I love what this guy is doing, especially using his platform to help people. I just don't know how he as an individual is able to deal with all that stuff.
Man. Yeah. I know that you and I, both being parents, probably talk about how to keep our kids safe a lot. So
yeah.
It's good. I feel like I've got some tips now. I'm already making a shopping list of stuff I need, like all the stuff that he talked about, the alarm door stopper, the conversations I'm going to have with my kid. Like,
yeah, totally.
The pepper gel sprayer. Absolutely. That's awesome. All right, MythFits, it's that time of the podcast where we answer your questions. We finish all of these with an audience question. So right here, we've got, this is a great name. I used to like this one. I don't know. That's the name. I used to like was said, loving the pod. You always went to the Bomb Range or Alameda, but there were also some great places you visited like NASA. So where is the best field trip that you ever went on for the show and one that wasn't your regular stomping grounds? Where's your favorite place, Tori?
I think it's all of our favorites. We went to the Bahamas several times for different episodes, but this one time in particular, we took a cruise ship. It was the one where I was wakeboarding behind a cruise ship to see if that was possible.
That was crazy. The fact was that you did that.
But think about that whole trip. We flew into Florida, stayed the night. The next morning, we got on a cruise ship. We cruised to the Bahamas, spent the rest of the time there getting ready for this experiment. And then the ship was sailing back to Florida, and that's when we were going to do the experiment. But I remember after the experiment, when it worked, we were able to prove that you can wakeboard behind a cruise ship. We were all on such a high that we went back to the hotel and just partied our asses off. I mean, it was like insane. We were so excited.
I mean, it was the whole crew was just because the fact is, Tori, you rode the wake of a cruise ship, a giant boat, like,
insane.
You know, and it was hard at first for you to get up. But then when you finally did it, like all of us were in it with you. It was like, holy crap, this actually worked. I was so proud of you. Like, we celebrated because I couldn't believe that that one was possible. It was actually confirmed. It was so awesome. Like I have to say that was one of the highlights of watching you do that was so incredible. So when we got back to that hotel, I remember in particular, Grant and I got a little off the chain.
You were drinking mudslides like they were going out of business. Okay, so for people don't know a mudslide, it's basically a boozy milkshake.
And I don't think either of us were drinking a lot back then and didn't understand.
You both were hammered. It started at the hotel in Florida. You guys discovered the mudslides. And
they're
then you
delicious.
Kept that going on the cruise ship and then at the hotel in the Bahamas.
Yeah, it turned into a big. It was kind of the most epic party. We were all so hungover for the flight back, and we were having that next day sort of like, oh my God, what do we do? Grant and I jumped into, I think, the ocean in all of our clothes. We at some point I was wearing some caution tape, like I was, the runner up in a really gnarly beauty contest. My makeup was kind of running down, and we were all dancing. And it, I don't know if I should tell this story. At one point, Grant and I were talking about the craziest dancing that we've ever seen. And I was like, oh my God, I heard about this one stripper that would like bite holes through dollar bills and stick them on her nipples. He's like, I can do that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Grant, I was like, it's okay. It was so much fun. It was like the most hilarious party. It was just a big night for us.
We were on such a high that it worked, that we went back to the hotel restaurant and just ordered like the most expensive everything. Cause we would have a budget, right? Each of us would have a per diem, and it wasn't that much. It was like $40, but we were just like, that was such a fun experiment. We got it. We succeeded. So we just splurged and just ordered all this expensive food and wine. We were ordering cigars. They were selling cigars at the restaurant. So we were like going crazy. And we went way over budget on our meal. And so we called the head of the production company, and drunk Carrie got on the call and basically got him to pay for dinner, which was awesome.
I drunk dialed the boss. Who does that? Seriously.
Yep. Hey, it worked.
Yeah. It was an exception. We don't usually do that after a shoot. That was a little cray cray, but I mean, we were in the Bahamas. That is the answer to that question. We had so much fun in the Bahamas. That was one of those epic stories you tell of like, oh my God, this one time in college. That was our Mythbusters party story. But like, how cool is it that like all the Shark Weeks, all the things, like you finish work and you're in the Bahamas. Like,
yeah. Totally.
Not a bad field trip.
Good times in the Bahamas.
I'm not sure these are stories that we should ever tell, but now that we are, we're doing this podcast, like, who cares? Forget about it. You can ask any question you want. We're likely to answer it. So please, also, if you want to be part of this podcast, when you DM us at Mythfits Podcast on Instagram, you can leave a voice memo or a video of you asking a question, and we'll make you part of this. You might be
a part of our podcast.
And we don't have to figure out how to say your weird call names, because we're terrible at that.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Stay weird, Mythfits. Mythfits out.
Mythfits out.
We are so weird.
Pioneer.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.